Phone screener Bryce went to Chicago this weekend to see his beloved Cubs. Specifically went up for the Cubs game, and then he left early.
I did.
Bryce.
And I would have done it again.
Wow.
Shameless.
Not to mention, your team was down 9-1. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up coming back and winning 14-10.
Wow.
It was an incredible game.
Could have been the greatest game ever.
It was, the weather was absolutely miserable.
Big deal. As a Cubs fan also, I am a little upset at you. You went all the way to Wrigley and then left. I get it.
I completely understand.
This doesn't help the fact that we've called you a bandwagon fan for a long time.
Yeah, I get it. It's just like leading up to it, looking at our phones, it was supposed to be in the 50s, a little bit of wind, maybe a little bit of rain. Instead, it was about 39 degrees, 20-mile-an-hour winds in our face with rain. So we were way underprepared.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Chicago. That's what happens.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to another game.
And then leave early in that one, too.
Hopefully there's not a slight breeze.
Oh, I wasn't prepared. It was 65 and sunny. I couldn't handle it.
I can't take this.
I'll accept this, but it was miserable.
I mean, you have to agree. It's kind of pathetic.
Are you sure
it's you
that wanted to leave? Did your girlfriend
go with you? It was kind of mutual. We were both kind of miserable.
Was it more she was ready to leave?
I mean, she did, but I completely understood. Like, if it was me sitting in...
It was you.
If I was in her shoes, sitting in freezing cold weather for something I wasn't really that interested in, I completely would.
If you would have went with a buddy of yours, what would have happened?
We would have went to a bar and then came back.
You can't leave and come back. Oh, you can only do that at Busch Stadium.
Yeah, that's like the junior high dance rule.
Well, I know why you left. I get that the weather, but honestly, the biggest reason why you left is you didn't want to have an uncomfortable 5-hour car ride all the way back to St. Louis.
Well, I hope you're happy.